Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Mum's the Word, because we're all finally together. Woo!
Oh yeah.
So if anyone that doesn't know who we all are,
hi.
And we've got me, Georgia, and we are all co-hosts, but this is the first time we've ever hosted one together. I've done one with you.
I've done
Kelsey,
one with you.
You've done one with Grace, yes. But we've not all done one as a three.
No.
So this is going to be
this
special.
Is our first threesome.
Yeah. Actually, it's my first threesome.
Right, let's not mind.
Oh my God, it's already turned to a game of have you ever? I have never ever.
No comment. Yeah.
This is why they never got us all together.
Yeah, no, I this understand. Is
why. Right. I've got to intro myself and I don't feel comfortable doing it, because you know when you've got to talk about yourself and you're like, what do I do? Who am I? What am I?
Come on, George, who are you? Tell everyone who you are.
A 37-year-old mother of one, and that is it, of a six-year-old Cooper, and I'm a content creator.
When did you start?
Content creator. Yeah. Really? As soon as my followers grew on Instagram, which was maybe over a year. Then after that, I started and got like management, and then it went from there. When did you start?
2011.
What
are
you
I'm
mean?
Like an OG YouTuber.
Yeah.
So I started
you started on YouTube.
Instagram was even around.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a thing.
Yeah, because Twitter used to be massive.
Yeah,
so
it
I had
did.
Twitter first. I mean, my Twitter following now is like nothing, but I used to have a bigger Twitter following.
Yeah, I don't even go
even
on
Even though
Twitter.
I'm so bad at writing, like my whole thing is like, what caption do I write on this picture? What caption should I write on this video? I don't know how I actually survived in the world of Twitter.
Same. The amount of times I'm sat there at my computer, like, I just don't have any words.
Oh, yeah.
I have no words in my brain to come out and go with this picture.
Well, when you're a mum, I feel like you're spoken to so much and you have to, like, speak so much. It comes to, like, work. What do you even... I've got nothing to say. I can't even speak.
I'm like, when management are like, Georgie, you've not got much content going out. I'm like, because I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm literally, it's the same thing every single day. I make Cooper's tea, get him up in the morning, make his tea in the evening, put him to bed. I'm like, do people want to see that all the time? I don't know. But anyway, we're going off on a tangent.
We are.
Right, so Grace, Kelsey, you guys go for it.
I'm Kelsey. I'm 33, soon to be 34 next month. And I am mum of Bodie, who is 3, and Aurelia, who is 4. I am a widow. I'm a solo parent, and I'm a bit of a Del Boy and do absolutely everything. You name it, I do it. I run a dance school. I have a book. I'm an actress. I do Instagram. What else do I do? Oh, I host retreats as well, literally.
And a podcast.
Yeah. There's nothing that I don't do. But most of all, I'm a mum and I'm absolutely loving it.
It's a strong CV. Strong CV, girls.
I'm Grace Victory. Started YouTube in 2011.
Grace is more like standing up like she's an addict.
Hi, everyone.
I've been gambling.
We always go
I wrote 2 books. I've done a few documentaries. I mainly do Instagram and content. That's basically it. Talk about trauma, overcoming my trauma. Oh, my God, I've got 2 kids. Hello.
Quite a big thing you're missing out
I'm
there.
A mum to Cypress, who's 3, and Kamiko, who is 15 months. and life is absolutely wild. And that's, yeah, who I am. I'm 33. I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo.
My sister's a Virgo.
And that's it. That's who I am.
Oh, well, look at us all.
Look at us all.
Look at us all doing
together and hosting a podcast.
How have your 2024s been so far?
Chaotic. So we went to Dubai, and obviously a holiday with kids isn't really a holiday. So although it was like amazing to get a nice tan, not have to cook or clean for like 10 whole days, the kids got a bit ill, so it was a bit chaotic. But I feel like now we're in February, I'm like, I can breathe a bit better. Routine is back.
Yeah.
Back to work a little bit more. So a rocky start, because I find Christmas and January are quite difficult times of the year.
Why?
So I had COVID with my first in December 2020, was severely unwell, had him in a coma for 3 months.
What months were there then? Was that
December 2020, yeah.
Right.
In a coma for 3 months. Multiple organ failure, cardiac arrest in January. The end and the beginning of the year, like, hard. Just trigger, because it's triggering.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, out of a routine, a lot of emotions. So now we're coming out of that kind of time. I feel, like, more settled and more grounded.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
How does that feel like that was a long time ago for you? How does that feel, the time? Because I can't believe now, like, when you think of COVID... Like,
I know.
It seems like that was yesterday.
Yeah, because Cooper said to me, "Mummy, what happened during COVID?" I was like, "Don't you remember?" And he's like, I was two and a half. I'm like, "Oh my God, yeah, you were."
Well, next year will be 5 years since it all kicked off.
I literally just got goosebumps.
It feels like yesterday, but also like a different lifetime. Because I look at photos and I had like long blonde curly hair, was pregnant. My voice was obviously a lot higher because I was intubated and I have a tracheostomy. So I look back and I'm like, I don't even know who that woman is. So it feels like there's a lot of distance, but also like nothing at all.
Did you have any kind of like, you know, when someone's come like that close to death?
Yeah.
Did you have any kind of like epiphany or anything like that when you kind of, already spoken about this?
Well, yeah, I saw...
Me and Grace spoke about it on the pod, yeah. But then after the pod, we were like then just messaging each other.
About
like,
it.
Yeah. So I don't remember like in the physical space of dying.
Yeah.
But in my coma dreams, I could fly. I like flew to Malaysia. And I think when I died, I could hear like bamboo flute music. And then weeks later in the ICU, I heard the music and I was like, what? And then the nurse was like, oh yeah, we used to play this to you when you were like in your coma. And I was like, I heard that.
Oh, wow.
Like bamboo, like Chinese, like flute music.
Did you see anyone, Grace? Like when you was in the coma?
So in my coma, I saw loads of my friends, saw my partner. I saw my baby, Cypress. He's obviously now three. And I don't know how it happened, but I was in like the Caribbean. I was walking on a beach and I could see what I think is God. I saw God. And it was like...
I think Caribbean's your heaven as well. Like,
oh, yeah. 100%. And this being told me that he resides in between five of the Caribbean countries. I'm not sure what five they were. And I looked up and his eye was here, but his eye was here. That's how big he was. Like he was up, his eye was like the whole sky.
This is mental.
And I could see him. And he said to me, you cannot die. I'm going to fill you with my green light and you're going to go back.
Oh, that made me go goose.
And he said, no matter how many times you die, you will always come back, which is like, I think like a spiritual death maybe.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Do you know what I mean? Like when you die over and over again, like parts of you.
Yeah.
And then... I came
back. So about the orange?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is recapping. Yes, we're recapping.
So when I woke up, when I woke up, I had a tracheostomy, so I was like so thirsty, couldn't eat, couldn't drink. And then I was able to take sips of water and I was like, no, I actually need orange juice. I need a Capri Sun, ice cold orange. My partner would bring in the 12 pack of Capri Suns and I would just sip and then like spit them out. And then when I could drink, I would drink oranges constantly. And then when my friend came in who was doing like some spiritual work on me, she said to me, when you was in your coma, all I could see was oranges. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
How bizarre.
And like, and when I saw like where you could go, it was like the water was pink and like there was like butterflies and like
it's a colourful.
It was like a colourful. It was like a secret garden.
That's incredible.
That's what I perceived heaven to be.
Do you find that quite comforting, Kelsey? Because obviously, you know, your husband Tom died. To know that, like, maybe he is somewhere like that.
Yeah, and I do this. We massively spoke about this, but yeah. I do believe, obviously, there's somewhere else. And yeah. I talk to the kids about the butterflies. Daddy's with the butterflies now. Mm. And it's so weird that you said you saw the butterflies, yeah. because that's where I say that he's with the butterflies. And then Aurelia will say to people, not so much Brody, but more Aurelia, she'll be like, oh, yeah, my dad's in the sky with the butterflies.
Yeah, but it's also peaceful. And so, like, so much happened. Also, I was down in the coma for 3 months. So I have a lot of memories and they kind of come back in pieces. But I just remembered when you were speaking then that when I was could have gone to the other side, it was very, very peaceful. And I heard a friend say, if you're tired and you want to, you can go. And in my head, I was like, I'm fucking staying. I've got a son.
Do you think that was a friend that was actually sat by your bedside that said that? Or...
No, because it was COVID. No one was allowed in. No one saw me.
Oh my God,
no one could touch me.
So you
nothing.
Were there, like, yeah. speaking to
But that
you.
Could be like a spirit of said.
Yeah. Said you can come over if you want to. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't.
I'm not ready.
I mean, this should literally be a spiritual podcast because yes. I could get so deep right now
yes.
with all of that about yeah. like the soul's journey. Mm-hmm. Where Tom is now, like, it's endless. We know
yes.
this.
How was your January? Because obviously, you know, moments like Christmas are quite big times, aren't they, when you've lost someone?
Do you know what? I've never been a massive fan of Christmas. Tom loved Christmas. This year, I was just like, I'm just going to do it for the kids. But what I did is I booked to go away on Boxing Day. We went to Gran Canaria. It was the best thing I could have done. I went away. I had that time, and I don't feel like I've had that time yet. And then I've come back, and I feel like this fog's lifted from me.
Yeah.
And it is the beginning of the year, and I'm not one to be like, oh, new year, new me. But
yeah.
I feel like a fog's gone, that I was in a place where I've just been going
just
through
get through it. Get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I do feel like I can see a lot clearer.
Yeah. The future.
And you, Georgia?
Do you know, my Christmas was lovely. It was hectic. It was, you know, not without its drama. I feel like when you've got like a family Christmas and there's a lot of family around and different families from different, you know, and lots of kids, there's always going to be something, isn't there? There's always going to be some argument or whatever. But
Very true.
But I did really enjoy it despite, you know, arguments or whatever that was going on. Actually had a really nice time. And I came into the new year, this is the first time I've ever felt like really, really positive in January. And I actually felt quite guilty about it because, you know, when like everyone's like, oh, I'm just in a funk in January, which is normally me. I wasn't. I was like, oh, I feel really like, and then towards the end of January, that's when it dropped off for me. And I was like, oh God, I've lost it.
It was like the longest January ever, though.
Oh
ever.
My God, like, honestly, it was about 2 months worth that January, wasn't it?
I feel like it's always the same. We just forget how long January
is. I don't know why. Every year when it gets like midway through January, I'm like, why didn't I book that holiday for January? Because I feel like we just need to like disappear in January.
Vitamin D.
Yeah, get some vitamin D. We're grey. We've eaten too much. We've drunk too much. We're grey. We haven't had enough vitamin D because you go into like hobbit mode, don't you, when it's Christmas and you don't really go out much. Well, you know, I just stay in and eat.
I mean, I stay in.
I stay in, but don't you? I feel like events like absolutely ruined me before Christmas.
Same.
I felt like I was just like, that's when I felt like I was on the running machine.
Yeah.
I was like, is this ever going to end? And then when I got to Boxing Day, that was the best thing. Having that Boxing Day holiday booked. And then also the kids knowing that they weren't going to get loads of presents because your present is you're going on holiday.
Yeah.
And then to just wake up Boxing Day and leave.
Great. I mean, I'm definitely going to try and do that next year. Mm. But January is a funny month for me as well because it's Cooper's birthday. So it's so annoying having a baby that was born in January.
Cyprus was born on Christmas Eve.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Poor kid.
No, he absolutely loved it. More presents.
I know,
I'm like, you're spoiled.
I don't know what to get
It is hard though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said to Cooper. I was like, what do you want for your birthday? He's like, I don't know, Mummy, I've got everything. And I'm like, oh, cute.
But I think for the kids, it's any time of year they're born, because Aurelia's really upset that she's a June baby. She's the end of June. She said, everyone's having their birthday parties, Mum, and no one's going to come to my birthday party because I'm in June and everyone's going to... I'm like, I'm still going to do you a birthday party. She's like, but it needs... How many months have I got?
They don't understand the concept of months anyway. Like,
so they're never happy. They're never happy never when happy. They're born.
I just would be happier if I had a summer baby, because I'm a summer girl. And it'd just be so much easier because you can just do a picnic. We basically got a bounce castle for the garden. Well, it basically just filled the entire garden. There was no breathing space anywhere. And the kids just played on that. Honestly, if you do anything for a kid's party, get a bouncy castle, because they did not stop. Like,
or come to K2K Stars where we do birthday parties. Just plugging myself.
Yeah, I love it. And the website is
So I feel like this podcast is the thing that I needed like years ago. And how did, were you guys on the podcast before me? I feel like you...
Yeah, we were all
How
on it.
You were just,
an add-on at the end, Grace. They went, yeah,
we'll add
her.
They liked what they saw and they got us on. They were like, girls, we need you. No, I think I'd been on it before. I think I'd, I'd been interviewed on it before.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Had you? Kels?
No.
No.
Oh, well.
well.
You're the OGs then, I'm not, clearly.
Well, what can I say? But yeah, and then, we obviously all started, didn't we, at a similar time.
Yeah.
At the same time. And I agree with you. Like, I feel like it's almost been like therapy for me. What do you think, Kels?
Yeah, I've loved it. I've loved being involved in it and just talking to different women.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, that's... I've like had friends on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I've also had like some people that, you know, even for me... I had Jojo Fraser, and she came on to talk, but we got really spiritual and really deep. I feel like I'm quite deep. I feel like
I feel like you're like the spiritual. I mean, you are a bit as well, Grace, but I feel like you're quite the spiritual one. I'm just the crier. I didn't realise how much I cry. And like, literally when I was talking to every guest, I was like, really sorry, I think I'm going to cry again.
But crying is a spiritual experience.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, honey. They say you have to release.
It is a spiritual experience.
Well, I once stretched my hips and it made me cry.
Oh, honestly, my God, yeah.
I went out, it was on this like yoga retreat thing, and they said, as we were doing these exercises, they're like, now these are like the hip openers. This does release a lot of emotion. And honestly, at that point, I was like,
I'm done.
I was like, this is so stupid. Why would stretching my hips make me cry? Well, within about 5 seconds, I was... sobbing, and I was like apologizing to the yoga teacher. I was like, I'm so sorry, I don't know what's happening, I just can't stop crying. And she's like, no, this is good.
Love a good cry.
I do love a good cry. I am an emotional person, but I just didn't realize I could release it from my hips.
I used to go to a lot of women's circles and do like breath work with like women and like meet our ancestors and stuff, and I would be an absolute mess.
Really?
Yeah, I had issues with my period years and years ago, and going to like women's circles brought my period back.
What's a women's circle?
Well, it's like a place for like you to meet other women
and just chat
and just like hold each other emotionally. And yeah,
guys, chat. Not going to plug it again, but I do hold retreats called Aura Retreats, which we do lots of women's circles.
She's not the
spirit. No, but they are.
No, but that's what we do. Mm-hmm. So we hold space for each other. So we did one on Sunday, and everyone had to go around and just say why they were there, and people, the reasons they come out with. And what we actually say is, when you're releasing, no one can go, oh, are you okay? You have to leave them. You have to leave them in their space to cry to get it all out. And I guess that's what we're doing here, aren't we?
Our
mum's the word. You're holding space for each other.
But also, it's really sacred. Like, as much as we have this space and you've got your people and you've got your people, some women don't have their people.
Yeah.
So, like, actually having women that can hold you emotionally is sacred, and, like, that's a privilege.
Mm. I hope that's what this podcast does, like, for people. Because, like, sometimes when I've had a guest on and I've been chatting, and afterwards, you know, once we're, like, off air, I've said, that was incredible for me. Like, I didn't realise, like, X, Y, and Z about myself, and I didn't know that's why I was feeling that way, and that's really helped. So I think, hopefully, for listeners listening, they'll feel the same.
Yeah.
That it can
help.
Do
you think this podcast has impacted your parenting, or, like, made you parent differently?
A little bit. I think I had a lady on for the very first episode. She was actually my pilot. You know, when we were all doing pilots to see if we were good enough for the job. She was my pilot. She called Marie Gentles. And she was a behaviour expert. And I found it really interesting because Cooper, when he was like three, he was, I have never experienced tantrums.
This is Cyprus now.
Is it?
Yeah,
listen,
I'm going
to podcast number one on the Mum's the Word.
What's Cyprus? How old is
he? He's three. He was three Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because Bodie was three in October, and that I'm like,
same.
It's the three-nager.
Honestly, I couldn't do anything right. Like, all I had to do was look at him the wrong way, and it was like, I was the devil.
And then you just cried.
Oh, God. And then I was like, and I had everybody saying all these conflicting things to me of like, leave him, don't pander to him, just let him cry it out. And all the, like, every inch of my being just wanted to cuddle him.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave in, and I eventually just like cuddled him. I was like, I think he needs me. He needs like to know that
to
I'm here. And that, like, you know, it's not right what he's doing, but I'm supporting him. And honestly, that was a game changer. Mm-hmm. And I was speaking to her about this, and she's like, yeah. Like, she was
Cyprus
like...
Cyprus goes, I just need a hug, Mummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
and he
really
does,
good,
he goes...
Because he's telling you as well.
He does his deep breathing that I've taught him, and he punches the pillow to get his anger out.
That's great.
Mm.
Like, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, all the different... Obviously, you two won't be here with this yet. Like, when they start, like, year one, honestly, the change, and I'm sure listeners that are listening whose kids have gone through year one, I was like, who is this child? Like, they come back and they start talking to you in a different way. They start picking up on their friends' ways of being, which might not always be, like, how you would want your child to be. Cooper started calling me bruv. Right, we talked about
this. Oh, I had the
bruv
ages ago.
You had that ages ago. I've only just had it because it was, I didn't have it when we did our podcast together. He was calling me something different.
But mine's Aurelia calling me bruv.
I love it.
Bruv. And I was like, what? I'm not. And now he's going through the stage of calling me mother.
Mother?
Honestly, I'm like,
mother.
And
like,
yeah,
gritting.
Yeah,
mother. You are my mother.
Can I have this? I'm like, stop it. No, I've started calling him son. He doesn't like that, so I'm like, well, you call me mother.
Oh, my God.
But it is so weird, like, and I feel like every age, something different. There's some new, like, you can never fully know what you're doing.
You feel like you catch up and you're there and it's all good and then they suddenly change.
Yeah, it's like terrible twos, but now we're in the different phase.
Yeah.
Mine was, Bodie yesterday had to do Chinese New Year at school, so they wanted him to wear red. Yeah. No, don't go out and buy anything.
Yeah.
So he had a red T-shirt on, and then I had this really nice red Ralph jumper, and I was like, "I'll put that." And he's like, "I'm not wearing that." I went, "Just put the jumper on. It's Chinese New Year. You've got to wear red at school." I'm not wearing it. He literally threw the biggest tantrum. We put it on him because I think you have to make him do it, don't you? Like, no, you're wearing it. That's what you have to wear to school. Nope. Took it off, and then every picture that they sent me through on the tapestry, he didn't have the jumper on.
What did he have?
He just had the red T-shirt on. That was it. And obviously, it was quite cold yesterday.
Yeah.
He was like, no, I'm not doing it. He's so stubborn. Mm-hmm. He's not backing down. So then this morning, when we woke up, I went, oh, you got to wear red again today. Mm. He went, I'm not doing it. I went, yeah, you got to wear red again today. And he was like, you're teasing me, Mummy. You're teasing me. I was like, yeah, I am. Because yesterday really annoyed me.
I've seen the photos. Yeah.
There's nothing more frustrating, though, when you're just like, just put it on, please.
No, I know. But,
like, and they don't, and they won't. They just will not
no,
do
and,
it.
And I do think, for me, Bodie's so much more stubborn than Aurelia. Aurelia, I can, like, team talk her. If she had to wear it, she'd... Because I said, when you go to Aurelia's school, you have to do all these days. Like, we had Rainbow Day on Friday where she had to wear bright colours. I'm like, you're going to have to do that when you go to reception.
Yeah.
So let's get used to it now. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, that's Cyprus. And oh, God. But they...
Is it a boy thing?
But they say, I saw this... maybe. But I saw this quote and I was like, careful, better. And it said... Obedient children become people pleasers.
Mm.
And I was like, I want a wild child.
Yeah, you need a wild child.
And he is the wild.
Is he?
He is. They both are. And I'm like, oh.
See, when I had Cara on, our group chat together is feral children. All our children are...
I called my child feral once and my best mate told me off. She was like, you can't say that.
Yeah, my children are absolutely feral.
Yeah.
Mowgli. Cypress is Mowgli. When he wakes up, his hair's out here and he's like, stood there in his like pants. Yeah, Mowgli, 100%.
Yeah, I've got parents' evening for the first time on Thursday, and I said to Aurelia, I've got parents' evening. She went, oh. And I went, what? I was like, that's not good.
Yeah.
She went, oh, they're not going to tell you I'm naughty. They're not going to tell you I'm naughty. I really won't.
Yeah, with that reaction, maybe they will be telling you that.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny.
Good luck.
But it's so funny, right, when you go to your first parents' evening, because I went in...
I missed the first one. It was meant to be on Zoom, I didn't book an appointment.
Oh, well.
So this is a face-to-face one.
Hey, listen, I'll make a confession on air. And I actually confessed it to Cooper's teacher the other day because I was like, I'm just going to have to because this is it's keeping me awake at night. So basically, there's this like platform you've got to log on to for homework. So they do homework in year one, which just baffles me. I don't have time to even bath him some nights, let alone sit him down and get him to do like. It's so much. That's another topic to talk about. And you've got to log on to this platform, and I've just never done it. It's been a whole year. Well, not a whole year. It's been like a whole
term.
And I've not done it. And I saw her the other day. I was like, I've got a confession. And I feel like I've just... You know when you leave something so long that you've gone too far with it and you just don't do
it? Surely she knows you've not logged on, though, done any of the homework.
Yeah, I know. But I felt like I needed to confess and just explain myself. She's like, it's fine. I'm not entirely sure. She necessarily agrees with homework, if I'm being honest. But, you know, she couldn't say it.
I just think it's too much of the homework, especially now that we want them to do all the activities. Like, Aurelia does an activity every night of the week.
Yeah.
And it, like, last night, she doesn't get home till 7 o'clock from dancing.
No.
And she loves her dancing. Like, to then sit down and read a book and...
Yeah.
Oh, it's honestly just bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, do you know what it is, though?
Right, we're taking on the schools now.
Yeah. If anyone from a school...
No, but I do think the curriculum... I mean, my children aren't in school, but I do think the curriculum... It's just not... It's not the one, is it?
No, it's not. I can't be doing with it all. I'm such a technophobe. I can't be doing with everything being online.
Mm.
I just want a piece of paper. Like, he does get this stuff sent home. Stuff. Gets, like, stuff. Writing, spelling. He gets, like, you know, he gets this little book that comes home and he's got to write, like, three sentences about a picture that's in the book. And I don't mind that so much because, like, it doesn't take too long. But, like, logging on God forbid the day I have to try and do maths with Cooper.
Oh, why doesn't Danny do any of this with him? I feel like this is really...
Really good question.
Yeah. Danny, where are you in this parenting?
Should we call him now and just ask him whether he's ever done any homework
Danny,
with Cooper?
Do you know the login for Cooper's school?
I don't think Danny even knows there is a login for the school.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, there's no way I'm going to be able to do maths.
No.
No way.
It's not even a joke. No, but it's not even a joke, though. I got an E in my GCSEs maths. I don't know what I'm doing.
What, girls? You can't do Pythagoras?
Who's that?
I don't even know that. I haven't even heard that.
Who's he?
Fractions, haven't got a clue. Percentages, don't even bother.
No.
It's embarrassing.
Tables, I can't do them.
And like my partner's quite academic. They went to university and everything. And I didn't do anything.
No, I didn't, yeah.
And he does all these like educational stuff and I'm like, nah, it's not for me.
Oh, well, he can be the homework person.
Yeah, because I don't know what
maths?
I'm doing.
You've got to calculate with your pocket now, 24/7. I mean. You don't need it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mental maths.
I think that's the one thing that panics me the most about Cooper growing up. Is having to help him with homework because I just don't think I can do it. I just can't.
Get a tutor.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Outsource where
Aurelia
you can.
Aurelia does actually have a tutor already.
Does she? What for?
Well, to do like the reading and doing the letters because I am busy. So she loves it. She loves it. Thursday night.
Motherkind podcast explores how to feel happier, more confident and empowered in your motherhood, even in our world of pressure, judgment and comparison. I'm your host, Zoe Blasky, and every week I speak to an incredible expert to share actionable steps and powerful lessons to living your life as a mother with more joy and unapologetic confidence. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, just search Motherkind.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Question. Do you read a bedtime story to your children every night?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay, thanks. Right.
Yeah,
not
I do.
Not
Mom's
every
a yes.
night. You, yeah.
There's some
yes,
guys.
There's some sort of activity. Right.
Like, basically, what I sometimes do is I tell Cyrus about his day. So we go through, like, so when you woke up and we got this outfit together and we did brushing our teeth and his whole day, and he loves it. And recently, I tell him about a little girl called Grace, and I do my childhood.
Oh.
No, we do that. A little girl called Ray Ray, because that's her little nickname. We do a little girl called Ray Ray, and I have to talk about her whole day.
Yeah.
And then she goes, no, Mum, we did. So say if I add something on, oh,
yeah, to be,
like, you forgot
to be
this.
Cute.
And then now we do a little boy called Bodie.
Yeah, so I do a little girl called Grace and do like my childhood.
Do you know what? Did you not love that as a kid though? My mum, see, my mum invented the little girl called Ray Ray with her because my mum used to do that with me and I just loved it. And they relax.
Yeah, I mean,
because you could literally say anything, George.
Do a little arm tickle.
Yeah.
Sarah says, oh, arm tickle, mummy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But then Kamiko is different. She literally will push me off her and put herself to sleep.
Will she? Cooper's a...
Girls and boys, they're so,
so
different.
They are, aren't they? I mean, I obviously don't have a girl. I've only got a boy. But from watching girls, honestly, at Cooper's birthday party, he got bashed in the nose on the bouncy castle. And the girls that were there literally took him off, sat him on the sofa, cuddled him. One of them fed him crisps whilst the other one stroked his head. And I was literally like...
I think that's called flirting.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, who do you all think you are? I'm his mother. Give him back to me. Get off him. No. Yeah. It was quite cute, actually.
Yeah, girls and boys.
But the boys were just like, oh, whatever.
But that's... Cyprus is like that, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If I'm crying, he goes, oh, wipe your tears, mummy.
Oh, don't you love it?
He's
when
really
they're
nurturing.
Like, when they do something really sweet like that.
And Bodie is a mummy lover. He just loves me so much. He holds my face and he goes, I love you, mummy. And he's my getting to bed with me.
Yeah.
Aurelia was never bothered about.
They don't care.
Didn't really want to get in bed with me. Mm. After Tom died, she did a little bit more. But Bodie, this is my thing. I'm breaking this habit. It's been 3 weeks now. And every day that he doesn't get in bed with me, he gets a tick on his chart.
Oh, really? See, Cooper always just liked his own space. He's a cuddler, like a massive, massive cuddler. But when the time came to like sleep, but I'm like that as well.
Cyprus would go back into my room if he could. Oh. Every day he's like, oh, mummy, you're so beautiful.
Oh my God.
No, seriously.
Yes.
And in the night, he is in every crevice. He is there, like in my neck, he's obsessed with me.
Oh.
But I just love him.
Oh.
And he's like me. I look at his face and that's me as a child.
See, I've got no boobs. I wonder if I had boobs that I'd be more like,
You're not very welcoming.
No.
Like cuddly.
I'm a bit collarboney.
Yeah.
Because I remember my mum as a kid, she had big boobs and she
could just nestle.
Oh,
yeah,
it was just the cosiest cuddle. I think I'm just a bony cuddle. I'm just not that appealing.
Oh my God.
Though I do love a cuddle. Right, we haven't touched on who our favourite guests have been. It's a tricky one. This is a hard one, I think, because I've loved all my guests.
I have one guest in mind, Anita Cleary, and she spoke a lot about, so she's got a book about the mum work, the parenting and work switch, and how it's really hard to switch from mum mode into work mode because they're so different. Like, how I want to be in my career isn't how I want to be as a mum. Mm. And when she was on the podcast, I was like, yes, I feel seen, because I find it really hard working from home. Like, this is the first time I've gone out to work in literally like 2 months.
Really? Yeah.
A lot of my stuff's just at home. Yeah. So having to like bounce between like doing the lunch, doing a snack, quickly going to film a reel, coming back, I just feel like I'm doing this all the time.
Do your kids go to nursery?
No.
So they're at home with you?
Yeah, Cypress is going to start forest school and Kamika's only 15 months and I'm like, oh no, you stay with me.
Do you ever feel like you're doing like it all half-heartedly? Because that's what, that's my struggle is like, because when you've not got set working hours, you're kind of like trying to do it all at the same time and there's no like set, this is when I'm at work and this is when I parent.
Yeah.
So that's a
divide. It comes all in together.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, you know, I'll be doing bath time, but I'll be on my phone because I've got something to upload at that time. And I'm trying to pay him attention, but not enough. And I'm trying to pay attention to my work, but not enough. So I feel like everything's just like 50%.
Yeah. You need this book, honestly, is so good.
And I'm going to
I felt like there was a bit of relief when she was talking because I felt I get mum guilt. I feel like I can't give myself who I want to be as like my career girly, you know, and who I want to be as a mum. Like, I can't do it all. Yeah. And, you know, it's hard because it is hard. So it was just nice to feel heard and listened to. Mm. Because, yeah, I do massively. I think being a mum is so hard. It is. Is anyone else? Because I feel like it's just me.
It's the hardest job. My mum tells me all the time when I moan, she goes, I told you, this is going to be the hardest job you'll ever do.
I know, you're right.
Well, you are right, mum. I should have listened to you.
It's so hard.
Because we not only have we like grown and birthed a human, we also have this huge mental shift in our brain.
We're very hormonal.
We take on the mental load completely differently to the way a man would be taking it on. We have to think about everything. Like, everything. Is there food? Are there clean clothes? Mm-hmm. Have I remembered to do that? Now there's homework. Do I need to do the homework?
Have I signed on to the homework?
Doctor's
appointments, dentist appointments, like all those things. Everything. And they need new shoes today. Yeah. Like,
Do their shoes fit them?
Yeah.
Do their shoes fit them anymore? Yeah. Like, the amount of times, and I hope I'm not the only one, I've put Cooper's shoes on. He goes, Mummy, they're a bit tight. I'm like, oh dear God, I've not had your feet measured for about a year.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to have bigger feet. Like, you're growing like a rapid rate. But no, it's a struggle and it's just learning, isn't it, to like how you manage it, because we can do it all but we have to manage it in a certain way. And the thing is, I think like the modern woman wants to do it all. Like, we want to be able to have our career, we want to mother, we want to be a, you know, a
but the world is set up against us though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Like, breastfeed your baby, but you've got to go back to work in 6 weeks or 6 months. It's a joke.
Yeah, it is.
Especially if you're self-employed as well.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of these conversations. Being self-employed, having to take the kids to work. Like, my kids have had to come everywhere with me.
Yeah.
And just get on with it. So they are really good at that. They can, wherever we are, they will just entertain themselves and get on with it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, where are we going now? Like, even on Saturday night, I had to go and set up for the retreat. They had to come with me. They were like, it was in a hotel. They was like, are we not staying over the night? We don't sleep at every hotel we go to.
Oh, we stay in hotels. Who's your favourite guest been, Kelsey?
Oh, do you know what? I can't actually pick, because I've actually had a lot of my friends on. We spoke about different topics. I feel like I've just learnt from everyone that's been on my pod. And I feel like the word I've used on every single podcast I've done is relentless. Being a mum is relentless. I'm going to say it again for my listeners, relentless.
And monotonous. That's the right word, isn't it? Monotonous.
It is.
Mundane.
Mundane.
I tried to find the logic in the mundane, but sometimes I can't do it.
I think as mums, you've got to sometimes admit it's just really boring sometimes. Like, and
because it's the same. It's the same. Breakfast, snack, lunch, dinner, go to nursery,
It's when they do create, like Bodie threw a tantrum the other night and I literally just lost it. And I was like, I do everything. What do you do?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you your sister?
Yeah.
I don't even go out and enjoy myself. Yeah. And then he's like, and then over and going to bed, and I came back and I went, Mummy's really sorry. I love you so much, and I do this all for you because I love you and your sister so much. But
it's sometimes
can you just
hard.
Go to bed when I ask you to?
Yeah, and sometimes no, it's so just hard. Like, what about me? Like,
big feelings about... evoke big feelings in me, and I have to work really, really hard to not just come in all guns blazing. Yeah. It's like my 50-year-old self comes through, and I'm like, oh shit!
Yeah.
Well, I'm like 33-year-old mother, like, and then. My old self comes in. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
But you
God.
Want to be like, do you not realise what I'm doing for you? Like,
I'm sacrificing everything.
Every day.
For you. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's all for you. I think my, like, all my guests have been amazing, but I feel like I found Gareth and Ollie Locke and then Jake Graff really, really interesting because Jake is a trans guy.
Yeah.
And Ollie and Gareth are gay. All three of them went through a surrogacy journey. And I was completely unaware of, like, the struggles with that. And, like, oh, my God, so much red tape. Like, you wouldn't believe, like, how much goes into actually trying to get a baby when you can't have one naturally.
Yeah.
I don't like the word naturally. You can't have one, you know, yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really, really interesting.
Who would be your dream guest?
Ooh.
You, Grace.
Thank you.
You two girls. That's it. You two girls.
Your dream guest.
Oh my God, that's
interview.
A really, Mom. Really good question. Do you know, it'd be really interesting to have Anna, Mother Pucker, on.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's done so much work. And actually, we'd all find this really interesting because obviously she's done so much work on women's rights within the
flexible
workplace.
Flexible working.
I think she'd be really great to talk to. She would be one.
No, I'm going to get her then. I'm going to have her. I'm joking.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I know I am going to have her.
I don't even know. Who for me?
Like any like celebrities?
I would love to interview Drew Barrymore. I'm obsessed with her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, her TikToks because of her show. I would love to speak to her.
Wow, gross. Go big or go home, eh?
Go big. Yes.
Hey, listen, we'll set our sights high. I'll go.
Victoria Beckham.
Yeah. She would be a good one because I think she's actually really nice.
I actually met Victoria.
Did
I went
you?
The Wanted got invited to Romeo's 11th birthday party. Oh, let me just pick that name up off the floor.
Did they perform or did they just get invited as like?
No, actually, this is a great story to tell. So I thought I was going to go and it'll be like, you know, in the back of their garden, there's going to be like elephants and like the most extreme party. No. It was literally a go-karting party. And we went, but she's so nice. She's so cool. Do you know when you just look at something, you're just like, you're so cool.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
so lovely.
She'd be a good one.
I have a couple of friends I would love to talk to as well.
Same.
Who, like, they're in my group chat. It's called In the Trenches. Ria, Lita, and Michelle. And I would just love to talk to them about...
Just life.
Mothering, life, how they do it. So Lita homeschools.
And
is self-employed, has her own other business. Wow. And, like, how she does that. And because that blows my mind
Mine
to be
too.
Able to homeschool.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't be able to homeschool.
I would love to do the homeschooling. But I feel like Aurelia just thrives in with people.
And yeah.
Yeah, same with Coops. Do you know, I'd love to have one of my best friends on because I will at some point, I'm sure. Because her husband had an affair and left during lockdown.
No.
Yeah. And we found him. But that is for another time.
Well, you found him having an affair.
Yes.
Oh,
you did.
We
shut
me and her.
What, like detectives?
Yes.
Love that.
Like, honestly,
George, honestly, come on,
honestly,
get her on.
I'm gonna get her on because, like, honestly, the story. It's like something from a film, but it'd be so interesting.
How is she now?
She's great. She's thriving. She is thriving. Finally, she she did eventually, but like it took her a long time, and she is probably like one of the most incredible, strong women that I know because she's, you know, she's got a little boy. He was only like 2.5, 3 when it all happened, and it's a lot. Like it was a lot for her, but she's doing really well, and I'm really proud of how like strong she's been.
I don't know how I would cope if someone. Well, there's
like
on
these
me.
Stories on TikTok of women going into comas, waking up and their partners have moved on. Oh my god,
that happened.
Grace, what would you have done?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, go through the steps. What would you have done?
I would be in prison. Okay, no, I don't. That
I'm
is
ready
just
for the beach now.
My brain can't even fathom that.
I think Tom would have had to ask me to have an affair. Do you think this is a good idea, girls? I'm just girls about... messaging me. Do you think it's a good idea?
I'd know it in Danny's face, definitely. Now, so
right, moving on.
Cheating to listeners' questions.
I have been cheated on.
Yeah. Right, kicking off. Shout out Claire Robinson. I've got a best friend called Claire Robinson. Imagine if it's her. Yeah. Do you feel more pressure raising your kids because you're in the limelight?
No, but I feel more protective.
Mm.
There's just certain things I would never talk about online about my children. Certain things I wouldn't post.
Yeah.
There's boundaries. I think I just feel the pressure regardless.
Yeah. I actually feel like potentially I feel less pressure only because like my little community, like the people that follow me on Instagram are just so nice and supportive.
Mm.
So like if I was to put, and I'm quite open with, you know, posting about struggles as a parent, the response I get back is so supportive that I actually feel like it's only a positive thing really for me personally. I know everyone's a bit different. What about you, Kels?
Yeah, I think the same. I think everyone's so supportive and wants me to thrive.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong, obviously I have had trolls, but that's more to do with like Tom and that, like they're not actively like people that follow me, they're just
random people that have found
just
you
trolling me. The only thing is when you're in mine is when I take the kids to events,
right,
and they start kicking off. That's the only time when you're somewhere and you're like, please just don't kick off. Like we went to a Hamleys event, I spoke about it when Louisa was on my pod, that we went to this Hamleys event and it was downstairs, but every Hamleys event they'd been to before, they get a £50 voucher and they get to walk around Hamleys, look at all the toys and shop. They didn't. It was a Christmas experience. So we just went down into like the basement and they had everything set up. It was lovely. Obviously, my kids remembered.
Oh, God.
Are we not going shopping? Are we not? Mum, I want a toy. I want a toy. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we're going to. Let's do the bits we've got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kept smiling for a great team. Yeah. Like, well, I'll tell you. And then in the end, I was like, Mum, I've got to take them and go and buy them something. I don't want them to be brats,
but
they're used to it. What can I do? Say, no, sorry. Like
that's
they don't
what they know.
They don't know any different.
Yeah.
So it's more them times for me where I just think, please be on your best behaviour and don't show me up. I mean, I am super lucky. My kids are so kind. So if there's other kids there, they're so welcoming.
Yeah.
But it's just like, please don't have a tantrum.
Mm. Yeah, I'm in agreement.
Because then your parenting really has to come in and how you're going to handle it. Because really, you just want to grip them up and go, right, come on.
Yeah, because it's a bit of a fine line between, do I parent how I normally parent, which would be to remove them from the situation.
Yeah.
But if you're there with work, you can't.
And
you're kind of there and you've got and you kind of
we're
got to like
be in the Parker household.
Yeah, you kind of got to diffuse the situation rather than like be like, right, that's it. You do that one more time and we go home.
Yeah. But it's also so hard when you take them to events because it's catered to them and everything. They're getting given everything. You have design that cookie, have this present. Like,
it's not normal.
No.
I say to Lee all the time, Cypress needs to understand that his life isn't whatever every other child has. It's like, it's not normal.
No. I always say that to Cooper though. I'm like, do you realise what your daddy does? Because obviously Danny's a musician. He's in, like, he'll be on telly. Like,
can I just say, can she have an
Danny
autograph?
From McFly?
Yes.
I used to love McFly.
Great.
I used to love boy bands. Fly.
Busted.
The one to... Honestly.
Oh, Busted. I was a Busted girl. Actually,
then America NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, like, come on.
Did anyone ever go for Hanson? Or was that just me?
They had one song.
No, they did not have one song. How dare
you? I couldn't even name you a Hanson song, though. No, I
do.
Where's love? Oh, it's a Hanson.
If anyone's listening that knows Taylor from Hanson, if you could slip me his number, that'd be great.
Okay.
They were like gorgeous.
Oh, they are gorgeous.
No, I don't remember them.
Yeah. Long hair.
Yes, oh, I wasn't massively, what was my, mine was Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, Steps, S Club 7.
Yeah, S Club. And I guess they're like mixed groups.
See, where are all these like proper pop bands now?
Honestly.
I feel like they're not
I was
there.
Talking about this today because Justin Timberlake's doing a tour next year and I'm like, I need to go.
Yeah.
I'm bringing sex in bed. But like new artists, I feel like because of we're definitely going down a different route again.
Yeah.
But like because TikTok and everything's so like I used to watch MTV and watch every music video and you'd get the album, you'd pull your little sheet out, look at the lyrics, but
Chris Aguilera stripped that album. I was 12 when that came out. That album
I used to actually think I was Christina Aguilera. 100%. I had that skirt, that dirty skirt.
Oh my
and
God,
then I had
stop.
A top that said like Player 2 on or something like that. And I used to go to like the mini discos and be like,
everybody
oh
no, seriously.
The I love our confidence.
Honest, that time of my life was the best.
Yeah, MTV. I loved Christina Aguilera. And we had Britney and Christina and then Justin.
Mm. Yes.
Oh yeah, we did.
Not Justin Bieber.
Yeah, not the Biebs. Absolutely
I do like
Biebs.
Justin Bieber though, I'm not going to lie.
I love Justin Bieber too.
I do really like Justin.
He's quite an attractive guy, isn't he? I don't mind having a look at him every now and again.
And Usher has released a world tour and is not coming to the UK. Are you joking me? No, seriously.
Why is he not coming?
I don't know.
But confessions.
I need to.
I had a boyfriend at 14. And we broke up and burn. I used to listen to it on repeat.
Isn't that album all about him cheating?
Yeah.
That's what I felt like at 14.
As an adult, you realise, like, don't you, about certain songs. Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I used to listen to some questionable songs.
Oh,
questionable.
God. Oh, yeah. Like, right, we could reminisce for hours about old music.
Honestly.
Right, who wants to do the next?
Okay,
the next
Flynn
question?
And Familia, best places to go on holiday with a 2-year-old?
Anywhere that's got a kids' club.
Yeah.
And a buffet.
I feel like you need to have a hotel.
Yeah, but 2-year-old there ain't going to the kids' club.
Yeah,
sorry,
too young.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I feel like you need a hotel that does cater to children.
Yeah.
Soft play, outdoor playground, something. Otherwise, it's just constant.
Well, do you know what we do every year?
What?
Camping. Full-on camping.
Good absolutely one. Not.
No, Grace. No, you have to do it like me. So
camping.
I have, like, the blow-up tent. So literally my tent erects in seconds.
Just need to give it a few pumps and it erects in seconds.
I have a full-on, like, double king size blow up bed with a headboard. I take my duvet, like, I full on. We go for like 10 days to two weeks. But it's amazing for the kids because you do the zipper, the tent goes down, you can lay in bed, they're out playing. They're there on the field, they're earthing, it's amazing.
I am on team camping.
Right, Grace.
What? I was a Girl Scout.
You're coming in the summer.
Okay. I'm coming in the summer.
Oh my gosh, should we do a Mama's Word camping trip?
I think we should. Because I wouldn't know where to start. Oh my God. Do you know what? I was 12 though. I went camping with my school. And I think I am a bit of a diva. And I called my mum. I said, Mum, I'm done. 2 days is enough for me. Come pick me up. It rains. The rain was in my tent. The food was diabolical.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's the weather,
like,
Grace.
Soggy sandwiches. I was like, I'm sorry. A week. Nah, I'm done. 2 days. Come and get me. She had to come and get me. I was fuming.
Do you know what Diane would have said? Get on with it. My mum would have been like, get on with it, Kels. And I'm like, okay, mum.
Yeah.
But I really hated it.
I remember doing
a Bronze Duke of Edinburgh Award and I walked through that door and I said to my mum that I was never walking ever again. I was like, I quit walking. I'm never doing it again. I stayed in the bath for about an hour. Yeah. But I do, I'm a camper. I do love camping. And the other thing I would say is make sure the pool, if you're going like abroad, there's a pool that's like a really little shallow one. And then the kids
splash
can just,
park.
Yeah. Kids can just splash about in it for hours. And definitely try and do like either all-inclusive or like breakfast.
Half-board.
Yeah, half-board.
Because
my only niggle with the all-inclusive now is I'm paying for Bodhi what I'm paying for an actual adult.
Is it not less for a kid?
Rarely now. Some of these have been doing, I know Jet 2 did, I don't know if we can plug Jet 2, they did one kid goes free.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, God, it's when you have to start paying for a kid's seat.
Yeah, from two. From two years old.
Is it?
Yes, from two.
Even if they're going to spend the majority of the time actually
on your knee.
On your lap.
Or running up and down the aisle.
Yeah, or causing
so
a ruckus.
Last question.
Mum's Work UK, What would you say to someone starting their own business? I have imposter syndrome.
Go for it. Bloody well do it.
Yeah, mine is feel the fear, do it anyway.
Yeah.
Be bold, be brave.
If it fails, yeah. It fails. At least you've tried.
And sometimes hard things, just because they're hard doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
No, and I remember even when I got the call about doing this, I was like, I can't do a podcast. Like, why would they want me to do a podcast?
Like, I was like that. I was like, me? Like,
talking to people. Like, and then I remember
doing... I don't know
doing,
why you're surprised about that.
I remember talking. Doing the first two and being like, no, because like we had a script and stuff, I was like, I've got to keep to the script. I've got to do this. But then I sort of like got into my flow of just like talking and being me.
Yeah, so, and not sticking to the script.
Be, get the script. Yeah.
Throw it away.
Go away.
She really did throw it away then.
But yeah, just be you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. And the worst that can happen is it fails.
Don't overthink it.
Just don't invest too much money into it.
Yeah. That's all. Don't invest your life savings, but just go for it. Oh, that was a nice note to end it on. Well, we've been talking for over, 55 minutes, girls. Woohoo.
Is there anything else you feel like we need to talk about?
Well, it's been very nice.
I've loved it. Can we do this again?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's nice all being together, nattering.
Very, very nice.
What mum's the word's about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mum's talking.
Well, it's having a catch up and talking and just realising that we're all on the same page. Yeah. We all are struggling with the world that is being a parent and we're normal.
Thanks for listening to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. We love to hear from you. Get in touch on WhatsApp where you can send us a voice message for free at 07-599-927-537 or email us at askmumsthewordpod@gmail.com. We're back with another episode, same time, same place, next week!
Harmony!
Ba-dum-bum!
softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.